Michael Bailey.
Lara Deshar.
Connor Williams.
Anthony Kerr.
Molly Buchan.
Elsa Nicol.
Now, Michael, you came on with me as co-host during the show. Give us an idea of what your performance was.
Inspired by William Golding's Lord of the Flies, Great Britain is in a state of nuclear war, and school children are forced to evacuate to the island.
This guy can I'm almost crying. Right, how do you feel now that you've won?
Honestly, I feel amazing.
It's crazy. Unbelievable. Well, actually, we're talented.
So. Actually speechless, can't believe it.
I think we just worked well as a team together. We kind of all helped each other.
We're all a family outside of doing the performance anyway, so it really shows through when we're doing the actual performance.
I'm Finlay, I was working backstage.
I'm Millie, I was the co-host.
I'm Lucy and I was a slave trader.
I'm Anya, I was a priest.
I'm Molly and I was a witch doctor.
I was Holly and I'm a slave.
I'm Kaylee and I'm also a slave.
Right, Millie, you came on stage with me as the co-host and you described before I saw the performance what the actual performance was going to be. What was it?
It was about like slavery and how it's still an issue today, but it was kind of focusing on the past and making it more theatrical and more fantasy-like. But, yeah.
Okay, now you guys have won. Who wants to tell me first how well that feels like?
Honestly, almost wet myself. Like, yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
We're bawling our eyes out. It's like all the work has like paid off. It's just so amazing.
So much work has gone into it, and it's like just seeing all your hard work pay off. It's just amazing. It's such a good feeling.
It's amazing, honestly.
And you've got fantastic support. The crowd were going crazy at the end. Just to sort of think about the fact maybe there's some schools have never experienced Rock Challenge. Why should they?
It's just the best. It's the best.
It's so much fun. Just working with like people in your school, people you wouldn't normally work with. It's so amazing.
Yeah, and at the start it feels hard to keep going, but then when you see the final result, it's just amazing. It's honestly amazing. It's so worth it.
I'm so proud of everyone.
I know.
So proud.
Brandon Jeffrey.
Brooke McClay.
Orla Gilliland.
Brogan Quigley.
Sam McKenzie.
Teague Lee.
Now, Sam, you came on stage and you told me as my co-host what the performance was about tonight. Remind us what it was.
Yeah, so our performance was Changing Shoes and it's about the Cuban ballet dancer Carlos Costa, and pretty much it just proves that through hard work and determination you can do anything and never give up your dreams.
So what did you do in the performance?
The carnival.
I was a salsa dancer.
I was a street dancer.
I was backstage.
You were moving things about, making lots of noise.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And how do you guys feel about winning now? What do you think?
Can we scream?
Can we scream?
You can scream if you want. So what would you say to other kids maybe that haven't really done the J-Rock, the Rock Challenge? What
you
would you
should
say?
Do it.
Why?
It's such a good achievement, it just shows you that like you can do anything,
It's such a great experience. It's just amazing.
It's one of the best things you'll do in your childhood.
It's really worth it and it's really satisfying when you get to do it.
This was my first time doing it.
And we won.
Luck of the Teague.
I think you're the good luck charm. Luck of the Teague, that's what it is. Right, guys, well done. Bridget Primary.